Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest, dearest divine beings of light. We honor you. We see you. We know that you are moving forward into new territory here. There is no paradigm for who you are now and where your soul is going. So if you continue to try to connect in a way that you have done it before, oops, it's not going to work so well, huh? You understand what we say? Because in that capacity, in that energy, you are actually connecting in brand new ways. There is no paradigm for that vibration. And as you are connecting in that vibration, you are becoming more and more you. You are becoming a part of that masculine and feminine energy on the planet that you have been before, but now it is a new paradigm. And with that new paradigm, that vibration is coming through in new and different ways. And so we are asking you to clarify that. We are asking you to center that energy in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your vibration. And as you connect with that vibration, you hold that energy of connection. So we ask you, take this information home with you. Ask yourself, is there anything that is still standing in your way? Is there anything that is still holding you back? Let it go. Play that song, huh? Let it go, ha! Or freeze it, one of the two. Stick it in your freezer, huh? Not to say forever, but to be present with you. For with that energy, nice shoes, huh? With that energy, know that the vibration that is coming to you is coming in so many different ways. And sometimes we get the opportunity to anchor things into our tootsies. You see, it is a full vibrational energy that the changes that are occurring. Do any of you feel like you're a little out of balance right now? Like you're a little out of sorts, like, you know, little aches and pains are surfacing, and you're thinking, well, what is that about? I didn't cope with that. What is it about now? And then when it comes through, that energy is coming through in so many different ways. And with those different ways, it's just to let it go. And as you are letting it go, that vibration is still you. You know that, yes? So you cannot not lose yourself. You cannot lose yourself completely. You can only chip away those energies that seem to have blocked you. Huh? And we wish for you to be more you than you have ever been. Now, tomorrow, everybody's going to want to sit on the outside edge, right? For you see, that focus, whew, that sucks. You see that focus. As that energy comes through, that vibration is you. And with that vibration that is you, it is time to open your heart. It is time to change your perspective. It is time to look upon things from a different angle. For if you look upon things from the same angle, you know what you will get, yes? The same experience. Is that what you are choosing, huh? With that experience of the sameness, then you get frustrated because you wonder what in the world is happening. You wonder why it is happening this way and how can it be different, eh? You are the next evolutionary step, you know. That is why we have come here, to let you know that you are the way showers. You are the ones who are hacking your way through the jungle, saying, come this way. So when you are carrying old stories, when you are carrying old programs, when you are carrying those things that you learned before 2012, they're not being able to do the same thing again in any way, shape, or form. You see, with that energy of love, everything is possible. With that energy of vibration, everything becomes possible. Do you know there is a story? You keep saying that they're going to tell it to you. And it is about whales and dolphins. You know the whales and the dolphins, yes? You know, they're like the elephants. They have an extra portion in their brain that carries the memory of the ancients. It carries the memory of their ancestors. And you are activating that portion now. That is what today and tomorrow is. Tomorrow, we activate it all. There's the roof. We've got several stories to go, huh? So, as you understand this, know that you will always get what you want. It just may not come in the way you expect it to. Because in that expectation comes the parameter. And your brain cannot fathom what the universe has in store for you. We have a friend that went on a whale-dolphin watch one time. This friend, she's a wonderful spiritual worker, a channel. She actually helps us lead our trip to Thailand. Huh? A very powerful being. And her and her sweetheart were on a whale watch and paid lots of money to go on this whale and dolphin watch. And they were out there all day long, 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and they saw nothing. No whales, no dolphins, nothing. And then about 3:30, just as they were turning the boat around to go back to shore, they saw something off in the distance. And they thought it looked like a pod of dolphins, but the dolphins were there in the center of whales. The two do not travel together. And the dolphins were there, and they were all moving together, and the whales were on the outer edge. When they got close to the boat, they found in the center of the pod of dolphins that was being helped and protected a huge sea turtle and a baby sea turtle. The mother sea turtle was hurt and could not swim and would have drowned, as would the baby. So the pod of dolphins were helping the turtle to shore so it can heal, and the whales were like the guardians. So they got to see something that in nature the whales and the dolphins don't get along, and neither do the sea turtles, but that each species helped each other. So you see, you never know what will happen. So if your expectations of what you think is going to happen, what that situation is, you're putting a ceiling on it. It's always this or something better. Always. And you can't really imagine what the something better could be. So understand that something better is you. The manifestation of your life. So if you have something in your life that you're just ready to be rid of, find something to appreciate about it. And then it will disintegrate. You know, we talk to people all the time and they say, oh, I just hate my job. I just want to be a light plugger. I want to be a healing practitioner and run my own business. And can I quit tomorrow? And we say, no. You can't. We say first you have to find out things to appreciate about your present place. You have to love it first. And then build your practice on the side while you are loving your present job. And that way you don't throw yourself in that financial dilemma, huh? Build the practice. You see, in every given situation, no matter what the situation, there are things to love. Even though it may seem impossible right now. What's possible? Everything is possible. And if everything is possible, then forgiveness is also possible. For without that key of forgiveness, somewhere inside that emotion is festering. Somewhere inside that emotion is discoloring your energy field. And that causes disease. That causes physical, mental, emotional, spiritual pain. So what do you have to do about that? Stop it. Just stop it. Don't get into the story. Don't get into the plan. Don't get into all of that. Don't get into the drama. That's what your ego wants you to do. And your ego wants you to do it big and very. Oh. You know what you do with your ego? You tear into that ego. Now, in our How to Channel class, we teach you how to identify where that ego is in your body. And when your ego speaks to you, you turn to it. The vessel Marilyn's ego is right here. It vibrates right there when she's getting into all the drama of things. Right here. You turn to that little ego and say, oh, little ego, I love you so much. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for trying to keep me the same. Thank you for telling me about all this drama. Now be quiet. Stop it. Be quiet. And let your ego know that when you breathe into the present world, you breathe into yourself. And as you do, your own magnificence comes through loud and clear. And when your magnificence comes in loud and clear, you get the opportunity to accommodate that energy. So you can entrust those healing hands to the world. So you can then, if you choose to have a business as a healing practitioner, you can do that. If you wish to have a business as a speaker or teacher, or facilitator. Good facilitator is not really facilitating, it's just accommodating that energy. Better? You know who brings that back? You. Stop it. Just stop it. It doesn't serve any purpose. Remind you that you're in a human body. Yes? You know, sometimes you don't want to be. Too late. You are. We know it still surprises you. Better? You see, now do you know what we did just then? We just loved that little knee. Just loved it. As you love that little knee, you know what happens? That little knee says, oh, I love you too. You don't have to talk to her in such a way. You can just be supportive. The knee is above pride and ego, you know. It is about inflexibility. It is about moving in a new direction. So what new direction are you resisting going to? You see what we say? Every part of the body, every movement, has lots of new energy. Every movement, every part of the body is related to some other emotional aspect. The vessel Marilyn is recalibrating her lungs and her communication ability. She never did truly grieve
the passing of her mother.
You see? The lungs are about grief and emotion. Your mother passed. She was a wonderful person. She passed a bit ago, and she left 2 days after the funeral to go to Thailand to run at a retreat. So it was good timing on the part of her mother. However, you understand what we say. So what part of your body is still talking to you? What part of your body do you keep bringing back to remind you that you are in a human body right now? Stop it. You are the one that is in control. You are 100% responsible for how you respond to this world. Yes? And being 100% responsible, that is the key, you see. You have choices every day. You are aware of your light. You are aware of your love. You're aware when you are not in love. Yes? And that awareness, when you are aware, you say, I need to change my bracelet and get back in that flow of love. You know, tomorrow, what we teach is how to be in that magnetic flow always. Take a deep breath. Another deep breath. When you are in that magnetic flow, always, everything is moving in that direction. Everything is following the intention that you feel in your heart and the intention that you expect in your brain, or the intention that you are looking into in your brain. You understand that this is all a new way that you see with your ears. You feel with your heart, with your eyes. You hear with your heart. And when your thinking ego gets in the way, you say, we love you, little ego, now be quiet. Because that just keeps the drama stirring up. And as it keeps the drama stirring up, we ask you, why? Do you really want to keep all that drama together? Dearly beloveds, there was enough drama in my life to keep hundreds of lives going, huh? And yet it still serves no purpose. With that drama comes you staying stuck. And we believe that you are not choosing that. You are choosing to move forward wherever you are, wherever you choose to be. And as you move forward, dearly beloveds, we ask that you feel that love of yourself. We ask that you understand that when you do not love yourself, you do not love me. When you do not love yourself, you do not love God. For you are that essence. When you think of yourself as being unworthy, you are thinking of God as being unworthy. And we know that is not your intention. Now there are many who would say that we, as speaking to you and saying that you are God, acting in the personality of Peg or Bill or Rob or Alec or anything, is blasphemous. I do not care. I have said lots of things that were turned and twisted. I am telling you, you are a part of the sacred energy of the source of all that is. All that is goodness, all that is light, and there are no mistakes that are created. You were not born into the wrong family. That was your choice. You were not born into the relationship that no longer serves. For some reason, you chose that. And those people in your lives that are difficult for you to deal with, love them. They volunteered to teach you forgiveness. They volunteered to teach you how to love. And that's what they chose, as well as you. So with that information, know that you and I are no different. You and I are one. And with that oneness, you carry forth the vision of your ancestors. When you heal the lives of your ancestors. Carry not your pain. It does not serve. Stand forward with your mission. For as you stand forward with your mission, the world changes. And as the world changes, you change. Where would we be had I said, oh, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that this lifetime. It doesn't work very well for me. Where would the world be? They say that I've done lots of things. I'm a simple teacher, as are you. You are a simple teacher too. You may not know that you're a teacher, but everywhere you go, you teach. And with that, that is how the world changes. So I congratulate you for having the courage to come back here. People keep waiting for me to come back here. I've already done it. I'm right here. Reborn. You see, that is the way it works these days. You don't have to have a body to be here. It's just a casing. We're thankful for that casing, otherwise your bones would just be floating around. I just want you to know how much I love you. How much I love your courage. How much I love the vibration that you bring to the planet. some of you will be speakers and teachers in groups. That takes courage. Some of you will be a speaker or a teacher to your neighbor. That may take courage too. Remember, you are always a teacher. And for that, we are grateful. So it's not all on my shoulders. We love it when the masters come in. Yes, we can applaud that. Understand that energy, dearest beings of light. Understand that with that vibrational connection, with that vibrational energy, you are the teachers of humanity. You are. So that is why we are helping you get all those things out of your body. What we do here, huh? All those things out of your body. You get to find the last one. To remind them that they are magnificent. We've got the words on the screen, just in case you don't hear us, huh? So with that energy, we have that connection, you and us. You know, the great Master Yeshua, he says that the only difference between you and he is that he knew who he was when he came in, and you forgot. So you're just learning it now, huh? And as you trust that, to know that it is in every cell of your body, that magnificence. Every cell. Ah, that is easier. We've got the master of the joy here. Do you know how much this one has been through? She doesn't talk about that, you know. That's the one right there.
You have severe pain from here on down.
You have severe pain? Stop it.
It keeps coming back here and there. Is it my ego? I don't know what's wrong with it.
It is your feminine ego.
I had a whiplash, an accident, supposed to.
So are you ready to let that go?
Yes.
So stop telling the story about it. Take a deep breath. That's not a deep breath. Your divine Holy Spirit, that you release this energy. Master Yeshua, is he right here with you? Breathe into it. Don't call it back. Relax. Better. And sit. Sit. Do not call it back in. Better. by the authority of your divine Holy Spirit, you can get rid of anything. Any unwanted energy, any unwanted power, any unwanted entity if you choose, any unwanted emotion, all you have to do is stop it. And know that you are the one that is in charge. You are the light. You are the light. You are the light. And anything that is separate from the light cannot withstand your light. You understand what we say? We have that energy. As do you. So it is time you acknowledge it. And get out of your own way. Huh? Master Yeshua is much sweeter than we are. But our message is the same. You know that everything you ever chose is within you. You know that all the wisdom that you would ever want is within you. Why do you not acknowledge it? Why do you still choose to think that you are unworthy? You have to hold on to old stuff, old stories, old drama. Stop it. It is in every one of you to be wise. It is in every one of you to be love. It is in every one of you to acknowledge the love that you are. It is in every one of you to know that you and the masters of this planet are in direct alignment with each other. Choose not to separate yourself any longer. We implore you. We help you. As you help each other, we wish to play a song for you because you are magnificent. And we want to remind you of your magnificence just in case you forget overnight. You can finish your list of all of your talents and skills until there's more than 50. You can ask your friends, what do they perceive as your talents? Come back tomorrow, ready to step into those 152% of yourself. Is that all right? Good. Remember, it is within you.
It's in there. Every one of us to be wise.
Read the words in.
Find your heart. Open up both your eyes. We cannot by and by.
It's in every one of you.
It's in every.
Breathe into the words of the song. Lots of things that you're ready to be rid of. Tomorrow we will build on all of your love. We honor you. We see you. We see your heart. We see your soul. We see your tears even in the face of the light. See, the light is right there. You are the light. We see the illumination of you. For that we are so grateful. Namaste. Namaste.